Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after the short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A prayer to meditate on God's word, written by Laura Bailey, read by Laura Bailey. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Psalms 1:1-2, New International Version. This summer, our pastor encouraged our church to read through the Psalms together. At first, I was disappointed that we wouldn't be studying one of the Bible's more theologically deeper books. Yet, as I opened my reading plan and turned to the first psalm, the Holy Spirit immediately pricked my heart. The opening verse of Psalms is packed with so much truth. Its message is straightforward, timeless, and jam-packed with theology for Christians. Largely credited as written by King David, this psalm reminds us that anyone who does not allow themselves to be swayed by worldly influences is blessed. Blessings continually come to those who choose to walk in the way of the Lord, disassociate from ungodly influences, and don't engage in foolish talk. Living a righteous life has always been difficult. Every day we must choose which master we will surrender to, ourselves or God. There's a spiritual battle that wages all around us, and each day is a fight to pursue holiness. Psalm 1 gives instructions to flee temptation. Instead, we must choose to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. The Hebrew word for delight in this text means to bend. This verse tells us that the blessed person bends to God's will. Instead of rigidly following their own path, the righteous are flexible and willing to allow the Lord and His laws to direct their paths. They don't simply read scripture. They put its truths in practice, allowing their lives to be walking testimonies to the gospel. As believers, we meditate on God's word. What do you think of when you think about meditating? I always thought this had to happen in a dark, quiet room, blocking off hours to simply sit and pray to God. But that's not what this verse is implying. Most of us don't have the margin to meditate like this. Thankfully, biblical meditation means that we fill our minds with scripture so that our thoughts will permeate God's words as we go about our lives. While we sit at the traffic light, we think about God's goodness. As we wait in the checkout line, we recall the fruits of the Spirit. When cooking dinner, we ponder what it means to humble ourselves. Meditating on God's words is a daily commitment to renewing our minds, conforming our thoughts and our desires to the Lord, and living a life influenced by biblical truth. Don't make the same mistake as me, discounting the depth of the Psalms because of the emotional emphasis or conversational tone. The Psalms are a battle cry for believers living in a fallen world. If you, like me, often breeze through the Psalms, let me encourage you to meditate on this book as you seek to reject the world's ways and hide God's words in your heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the Bible so we can learn your laws and more about you. Thank you for instructing us on living our lives and sharing your many attributes, inviting us into a personal relationship with you. We ask that you guard our hearts and help us flee from temptation, clinging to your truth. Let us not be fooled. We are incapable of dabbling in sin. Let us not fall for the enemy's lies. We ask that when we do fall short, please forgive us. Grant us mercy when we don't deserve it and extend us grace. Thank you for giving the book of Psalms to guide and direct our lives. May we hold each word close along with every word in Scripture. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.